Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenote joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Corey, a bit of a short meeting this week for the Pella City Council, but some important items that were talked about, one of which we've had extensive discussions with you and Mike about over the past several months, has to do with the Southwest Urban Renewal Area, numerous housing developments over by Boss Land, and what are some of the latest changes that people may be looking for when it comes to that housing development?
Over the last several months and even year, the City Council has been working on urban renewal area, kind of between over by Boss Land and off of T-15 over there. What the council did last night was simply approved a public hearing for both a consultation and at the city council level to amend some of the eligible infrastructure costs from $950,000 to $2.1 million. And what the council did was simply set the public hearing for those two items. So on August 21st, there'll be a public hearing to consider that amendment to the urban renewal plan. And then on August 2nd, there'll be a consultation with the taxing entities, which is required by state law as well. So those two things will be coming up, and we hope for big things out in that area. And I think some of them already started. So we're excited to see some of those processes start to take place and see some development in those areas.
Well, and the meeting is required because it's tax increment financing, if you want to clarify. That's how these infrastructure projects are being funded, and that will still be the case moving forward.
What an urban renewal plan does, it allows the city to use the incremental increase in property taxes to support public infrastructure. As I mentioned, what the council did last night was simply establish the public hearing date to amend that plan. As you've seen and as you may recall, there's been significant number of meetings with potential developers and developers to discuss their public infrastructure, city assistance, and a number of other items prior to actually striking an agreement with the developer. So this just simply allows the city to undertake a development agreement and provide some funds through tax increment financing, that incremental amount between the base valuation and the future valuation once the project is complete to support public infrastructure. And so there's still a lot that needs to happen prior to any infrastructure going in the ground and prior to any development taking place. But this allows the city to be able to take those steps without any major delays.
Now, one of the projects that's drawn considerable interest in the community over the past several months as well has to do with the allowing of microbreweries in the community. Now, that ordinance has been adopted, but one of the hangups for both the developers and the city council had to do with who is actually allowed inside of the establishment, especially those under the age of 21. What were the amendments the city council ultimately added to the ordinance, and what was the first reading that was ultimately approved?
Of course, you may recall on July 3rd, council tabled an ordinance that would have permitted minors, I guess we would call them, in microbreweries if they were with somebody 21 years of age. And what council ultimately did last night was pull that off the table and amend that ordinance specifically to allow microbreweries or people of who hold a special class A beer permit, so no hard liquor, to allow people who are 21 years of age as long as they were with a legal guardian or parent, so different from before. And then also they would need to be out of the establishment at 9 p.m. So a difference from our original ordinance that was tabled last week, but still would allow for minors to be in establishments as long as they're with a legal guardian. There was some other items of clarification that occurred last night. First of all, we talked about council heard some discussion on the requirement of a special use permit for microbreweries. And really, that's a process whereby special use permit applicants go before the Board of Adjustment to discuss many details with their business, particularly from microbreweries. That would be public safety requirements, some parking requirements for the building that was in question, some infrastructure compliance with city code and a comprehensive plan we always look at. And then, of course, they would hold a public hearing after notification for all the neighbors to discuss the impact of a potential microbrewery on the neighborhood, whether it's a good fit, how that would impact the neighborhood as a whole. And then ultimately, the Board of Adjustment would hear comments from the public and a recommendation from staff, which may include concerns about infrastructure, concerns about operating hours, those type of things. At which point, at the conclusion, the Board of Adjustment would ultimately consider all those items and then approve or deny a special use permit from a microbrewery. So that's just another step that a potential microbrewery would need to undergo prior to opening and developing an establishment, as well as allowing minors to enter the establishment. So we felt, and I think the council saw, that there was a significant number of deterrents of, you know, bad behavior and concerns about allowing minors in microbreweries. So I think the council felt that was addressed by adding some stipulations for potential microbreweries.
And that ordinance hasn't been adopted yet. There's still at least one more reading that has to be passed, correct?
Yeah, so passivage ordinance requires a public hearing and three readings. And last night established the first reading and the public hearing. The second reading will be held at the first meeting in August.
Once again, that was Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenough. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.